Shalom Aleichem Raboisai, this is Rabbi Falk speaking to you from Tellstone in Eretz Yisrael, the home base of Neve Tzion, on the Neve Tzion podcast. We've just finished the Birkas HaShachar, we did before Shemoneh Esrei, and really we should be starting another part of the tefillah. We have to decide what we're going to start, which chelik of the tefillah we will discuss, but I hope to continue that in the next weeks. But I would like to take today to deviate from tefillah and to discuss what is going on in Eretz Yisrael and to try to clarify some very, very basic hashkafa, an understanding and the outlook, a Torah outlook on the world that we live in today and the world in general. There are two forces that work in the world. There's the physical world that we live in and that we see, and there's another force which is much more powerful than that, and that's the ruchnizdik world, that's its spiritual world. And everything that happens in the physical world, of course, we have to do according to the laws of nature. We have to live al piderech hateva. We have to make hishtadlus. We have to make an effort. If a person gets sick, we don't just daven to Hashem that we should get better, but we go to a doctor and we follow through on the rule, whatever the doctor tells us we should do, we try to do. But while we're listening to the doctor, we have to always realize and understand that whether a person gets better or not depends on what a Kadosh Baruch Hu decrees on that person. And there are things that we do in the world that have a tremendous impact on the way that a Kadosh Baruch Hu brings down his shefa, his influence, his blessing in the world that we live. And when we're mekayim the Torah, we do the mitzvahs, we do what's right, we don't do averus. When we daven, when we connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the most powerful tool that we have is the limud ha-Torah, is when we learn Torah for the sole purpose of learning Torah and connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah has a unbelievable power to create positive energy and to affect what goes on in the world. Right now, for the first time in the history, I think, of the State of Israel, there is a tremendous argument, a tremendous fight which is going on about the law that permits yeshiva bachrim, anyone who wants to sit and to learn Torah, to dedicate his life to the learning of Torah and to receive a deferment. Right now, this evening, it's now in Eretz Yisrael, it's almost 10:30, at 12 o'clock, the government has to give an official presentation to the Supreme Court to enact a new law that will allow yeshiva bachrim to sit and to learn Torah and not to be drafted into the army. Right now, the way things look, they're not going to succeed in doing it. And according to the law, every single yeshiva bachur will be obligated, according to the law, to go to the army, will be under the restrictions of the draft. They officially will be drafted into the army. Now, I don't think anybody believes that it's possible for the government to draft the yeshiva bachrim, because all of the Rosh Yeshivas, all of the councils of the Moetzes, of the Rosh Yeshivas and the great Rabbonim, the Gdoli Hadur, they all agree 100% that if they demand that Bachim leave Yeshiva or else go to jail, so then the Bachim will go to jail. There is no schus that exists in the world as powerful and as protective as the schus of people sitting and learning and dedicating their lives, really dedicating their lives, to Limud HaTorah. And it is the most powerful force in the protection of the Jewish people, of the people here in Eretz Yisrael, And it is what gives the siyata d'shmaya and that hashpa from Hashem, protection, that he protects the soldiers. And it protects not only us here in Eretz Yisrael, but it protects us at all over the world. That's Chus HaTorah. And we have to realize how powerful that Chus HaTorah is. And we have to hope and pray, and Mitzvah Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have rachmonis on us. And they should not, Chas V'Shalom, try to touch the Leim Dei Torah. Because the Siyata D'Shmaya that we get is directly dependent on the Mesiras Nefesh and the Limud HaTorah and the Mitzvahs and the Tefillos. That is really what powers the world. That's what gives the soldiers the strength. We have to have tremendous appreciation, HaKoros HaToyev, to the soldiers who endanger their lives. Many of them endanger their lives to go out and to protect the people. But the inner force that protects us is the Limud HaTorah. And we have to never, ever forget that. And Mirtz Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should have Rachmanis on us, and we should be Zoyche, to be able to sit b'menucha, and to be able to steig and be Moisa Nefesh in Limud HaTorah, and that Limud HaTorah and all the schusim and all the mitzvahs that the Yidden do should be a shmira and should protect Klal Yisrael, and there should be shalom, avo, and achva, love and understanding between all the different parts of the Jewish people. And we should be zoyche, Mirtz Hashem, to shalom in Eretz Yisrael, to peace in Eretz Yisrael. And hopefully we will be zoyche, Mirtz Hashem, to bias Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehirav yameinu. Amen.